Managing email-based workflow. Like some paper-based materials, emails that need action are sometimes best as their own reminders, in this case within the tracked email system itself. This is especially likely to be true if you get a lot of email and spend a lot of your work time with your email software booted up. Emails that you need to act on may then be stored within the system instead of having their embedded actions written out on a list. Many of my clients have found it helpful to set up two or three unique folders on their email navigator bars. True, most folders in email should be used for reference or archived materials, but it's also possible to set up a workable system that will keep your actionable messages discreetly organized outside of the in area itself, which is where most people keep them. I recommend that you create one folder for any longer than 2-minute emails that you need to act on. Again, you should be able to dispatch many messages right off the bat by following the 2-minute rule. The folder name should begin with a prefix letter or symbol so that, first, it looks different from your reference folders, and second, it sits at the top of your folders in the navigator bar. Use something like the @ sign in Microsoft or the dash in Lotus, which sort into their systems at the top. Your resulting @action folder will hold those emails that you need to do something about. Next, you can create a folder titled @waitingfor, which will show up in the same place as the @action folder. Then, as you receive emails that indicate that someone is going to do something that you care about tracking, you can drag them over into the @waitingfor file. It can also hold reminders for anything that you delegate via email. When you forward something or use email to make a request or delegate an action, just save a copy into the @waitingfor file. Some applications, such as Lotus Notes, allow you to file a copy of an email into one of your folders as you send it, with a Send and File button. Others, for example Outlook, will simultaneously save only into your universal Sent Mail folder. In the latter case, what seems to work best for many is to copy, that's a CC or BCC, themselves when they delegate via email, and then to pull that copy into their @waitingfor folder. It's relatively easy to program Outlook to automatically send any email that you CC to yourself into a designated folder, which would replicate the process just described.